Welcome back to JR Morning. Let's have some fun with a comedian that I have heard, and I hope a lot of you will hear, because he's coming to Royal Oak in December, December 4th, Royal Oak Music Theater. Let's bring in Jared Freed. Hey, Jared.
It is so great to be here with you guys. Thank you so much for having me. I love Detroit, Motown, baby. My mom is from Southfield.
Oh,
so I
yes.
have a lot of family in the area. I know it well. I know, you know, the Coneys. I can't wait to just have a good time in Royal Oak.
Royal Oak is a fun spot. People may know you from 37 and Single, which was in the top 10 in Netflix a couple years ago. I have heard you on another podcast, the Absolutely Not podcast with Heather McMahon, so I know of you. You are hilarious, and you center a lot of your material around dating and dating mishaps.
Yeah, thank you so much. I talk about my life, and I'm single, 40, and I'm, you know, trying to figure it out. I'd like to be in a relationship, but I think if you're 40, single, even if you're like, you know, after the age of like 30, you start to go, I have my life pretty good, and I'm kind of playing prevent defense. I don't want to mess up this really good thing I got going on. And when you talk to married people, you know, it's either, yeah, we're okay, or never do this ever. And you're like, okay, I have to be a little bit more precious, because I really like the side of the bed I sleep on, and the only thing that could ruin my life is a spouse. So I'm in this weird spot where you get over the hump of all the weddings and am I missing out? And now you're like, I'm looking for a partner that's right for me. And, you know, people try to fix you up, and they end up saying, just take anyone. And you're like, well, hold on. I'd like to meet someone that makes this life better. And when they tell you, just take anyone, they pity you. They think you're doing not well. Here's the reality. All your single friends are doing great and just want to find someone that can make their great life even better. So it is an interesting time to be, you know, 40, single, looking to meet the right person, and also having my parents who are together still and have a comment on everything I do. So
Jared did a great bit.
Anything I just said, you're going to love my show that has a laugh built in every 10 seconds.
He did a great bit about texting his mom when he lands.
Every 10 seconds? What's that? I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I was just saying, you did a great bit on your parents, and you still text your parents whenever you land, whenever you fly.
It's weird. The texting your parents when you land is exactly where I am in life. I'm 40. I pay my own bills. I just bought an apartment. I have a mortgage. I take cholesterol medication. Yet, I get to a new place on my tour, and I'm texting my parents, Landon! I'm a 3-year-old.
You've been called, listen, you've been called a Dear Abby for dudes.
Yes.
Like, how do you approach giving advice in your podcast without, like, crossing the line from funny to being preachy?
Empathy and living and always talking about myself. Here's the thing about, you know, right now we live in the TikTok age of hot takes and trying to go viral. There's a reason that I'm trying to sell tickets on your radio show. I don't go viral very often. You know, if I went viral, I wouldn't have to talk to you guys. They'd already be sold out. So I'm here because when I give advice, it is about me, me, me. It is about how would I do it? How would, you know, when a woman writes into my show, I talk about what would work on me. So we do a thing where a lot of women are like, I've been dating a guy 3 months. What do? I want to know what we're doing. And I'm like, I have a thing called the reveal. And it's like when I tell women, like, I'm like, don't have the talk, have the reveal. Hey, I've deleted all the dating apps. I'm concentrating on you to see what this could be. That's all I statements. That's not a hot take. That's diet and exercise. So when you say, I am dating you, now that would work on me, because I'd be like, oh my God, someone's dating me. I don't want to be on the different page than the person that I'm dating. That would cause me to either dig in and say, I'm dating you too, or I need to break up with you.
Look, you could use this tour as your own personal dating app. Maybe there's a Detroiter out there this about to the meet problem. The love of her life.
No, you know how many moms I meet at the meet and greet that give me business cards of their daughters? Like, it's like crazy.
You could have a romantic meal over a Detroit Coney. It'll be perfect.
And we'll both leave that meal, go straight to the toilet and how much fun we're having.
It's Jared Fried. He's going to be here December 4th. At Royal Oak Music Theater. Make sure you go get your tickets. Jared, great to talk with you. Thank you for your time. And give us a buzz when you get in town, eh?
Yeah, Texas.
That'd be fun, yeah.
I cannot wait. I would love to come on the show again. Thank you guys so much.
You got it. That's Jared Fried.